From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Egyptian security officials saying 305 people were killed Friday by Islamic militants suspected of being as such in an attack on a mosque happened in the northern Sinai Peninsula. Islamic State militant group has been active in that area with similar attacks, but no group so far has claimed responsibility. We get more from Reuters' Pascal Davies.
Mourners pay their respects at the funerals for the hundreds of worshippers killed at a mosque in Egypt on Friday, one day after the bloodiest attack in Egypt's modern history. Witnesses say a bomb struck a mosque in the town of Bir al-Abad in the North Sinai region. Scores of gunmen set up outside the building in off-road vehicles, then opened fire on those trying to escape.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi said the attack will not go unpunished. United States warning Pakistan there will be repercussions in bilateral relations unless Islamabad immediately rearrests and prosecutes an Islamist leader accused of masterminding the 2008 attacks on the Indian city of Mumbai. Warning comes after Pakistani authorities acted on a court order and freed Hafiz Saeed, a U.S.-designated global terrorist, from months of house arrest for lack of evidence. Detention of the cleric stemmed from allegations of terrorism. Some international flights to and from Bali, Indonesia, canceled after a volcano spewed smoke, ash, hundreds of meters into the air. It was the second time in less than a week that the volcano had become active. Residents in the local community were asked to stay calm as about 25,000 people were evacuated from the slopes of the volcano. This is VOA News. Thousands